So I had a conversation this week that sparked a bit of a fantasy in my brain. As someone who enjoys writing erotica and listening to this kind of stories, I thought it would be fun to read it to you all and maybe spark a bit of naughtiness into your day. So this story involves a bit of a follower, and it goes a bit of like this. The soft hum of the restaurant's ambient music was barely a whisper against the buzz of conversation that filled the room. Each table, adorned with flickering candles and delicate glassware, seemed to tell its own story. But my eyes were locked on him from across the room, my heart pounding in my chest like a drumbeat. He sat there exuding an air of confidence that made my breath catch. Sir, as he liked to be called, had agreed to meet with me tonight, and the anticipation was almost too much to bear. "Are you going to join me?" said his text that cut through the fog of my thoughts, pulling me back to the present. I blinked, realizing that I had been hovering near the entrance of the restaurant like a nervous schoolgirl. "Yes, sir," I typed back and walked towards him. The heels of my shoes clicked softly against the polished floor, each step bringing me closer to him. My body trembled slightly, a mixture of excitement and fear coursing through my veins. He stood up as I approached, his tall frame towering over mine. His dark green eyes held mine for a moment before he leaned in, brushing a light kiss against my cheek. The gesture was simple, yet it sent a shiver down my spine. "Sit," he commanded softly, guiding me to the chair across from him. I obeyed instantly at hearing that deep but sexy voice, folding my hands in my lap as I waited for him to return to his seat. The waiter appeared moments later, handing us menus. He took his time perusing the options, his fingers tapping lightly against the edge of the menu. When he finally looked up at me, his gaze was intense, making my cheeks flush with heat. "What are you thinking about?" he asked, his tone teasing and his British accent very noticeable. I bit my lip, unsure of how to respond. "Just excited to be here with you, Tal," I said nervously. He chuckled, the sound low and throaty. "Good. I hope you're ready for more than just dinner." My stomach fluttered at his words, a mixture of nerves and anticipation bubbling up inside me. I knew what kind of night he had planned, and the thought both thrilled and terrified me. The evening passed in a blur of small talk and shared appetizers and glasses of wine. But all the while, I could feel his eyes on me, devour me like the main course. By the time dessert arrived, I was practically vibrating with need. "Come," he said, standing up abruptly and extending a hand to me. "It's time we take this elsewhere." I didn't hesitate, gathering my things. I followed him out of the restaurant and into the cold night air. His hand found mine, gripping it firmly as he led me towards the parking garage. Once inside the car, he wasted no time. As soon as the door shut behind me. His lips were on mine, hard and demanding. His tongue pushed past my lips, claiming my mouth in a way that left no room for hesitation. My hands fled to his shoulders, clinging to him as his kisses grew more insistent. When he finally pulled away, his eyes were dark with desire. "You're mine tonight, you know? Every inch of you," he said. I nodded, unable to form words around the lump in my throat. His dominance was intoxicating, and I knew I would submit to whatever he demanded of me. The drive to my hotel seemed to last an eternity, but eventually we arrived. He parked the car and led me inside, never once letting go of my hand. The elevator ride up to my room was silent, yet the tension between us thick enough to cut with a knife. As the door to my room closed behind us, he turned to face me, his expression unreadable. Bent over the bed, he ordered, his voice leaving no room for argument. I hesitated for only a moment before obeying, leaning forward until my torso was pressed against the cool sheets. The position left me exposed, vulnerable, and more aroused than I could remember being in a long time. His hands slid up my thighs, fingertips trailing over my skin in a slow, deliberate caress. "Beautiful," he murmured, his voice hoarse but desired. "So fucking beautiful." I gasped as his hands moved higher, tracing the curve of my ass before grabbing it roughly. "Spread your legs wider," he commanded, and I did, feeling the air brush against my already damped core. His fingers dipped between my thighs, exploring me with expert precision. I groaned, arching my back as his touch ignited a fire within me. "Daddy," I whispered, the words slipping out before I could stop it. His grip tightened on my hip, yanking me back against him. "That's right, baby. You belong to me tonight." The intensity of his words sent shivers down my spine, making my body tremble with anticipation. I could feel his hardness pressing against my ass, and the knowledge that he was as eager as I was only heightened my arousal. "Look at me," he ordered, stepping back slightly so I could twist my head to see him. His dark eyes bore into mine, filled with fire that matched my own. "You want Daddy to take care of you, don't you?" "Yes, Daddy," I breathe, feeling tears prick at the corner of my eyes. The combination of his dominance and tenderness was overwhelming, and I knew I would do anything he asked of me. "Good girl," he praised, his voice softening for just a moment before he proceeded to kiss me deeply, his tongue exploring my mouth with a hunger that made my body tremble. His hands moved down to grip my hips, pulling me closer as if he couldn't get enough of me. The intensity of his touch was electric, sending shivers up my spine. I could feel the heat between my thighs growing, my core throbbing with need. "You're so wet for me, Ada," he murmured against my lips, his voice a husky whisper that sends goosebumps across my skin. "I can smell how ready you are." His words were a tease, a promise of what was to come. I whimpered softly, my body aching and arching towards him instinctively. He pulled back slightly, his gaze locking into mine, and I saw the predatory look in his eyes. It both thrilled and scared me, but mostly it excited me beyond measure. He guided me to the bed, his hands never leaving my body, his touch possessive and commanding. When we reached the edge, he pushed me gently, more not forcing, but making it clear that I was to lie down. I obeyed, my legs falling open naturally, my body aching for his touch. He knelt between my spread thighs, his eyes darkening as he took in the sight of me. "Such a good girl," he praised, his voice low and approving. "Daddy's going to taste you now." My breath hitched at his words, the sweet, filthy sound of them making my pussy clench with anticipation. He didn't waste any time, lowering his head between my thighs, his hot breath fading over my sensitive flesh. His tongue flicked out, teasing my clit, and I cried out, my hands reaching for him, needing something to hold on to. He chuckled softly, the sound vibrating against my skin, and then his tongue delved deeper, lapping up my folds, tasting me thoroughly. His movements were slow, deliberate, at each lick and suck designed to drive me wild. I could feel my arousal pulling, dripping down my thighs, coating his face as he devoured me. "So sweet," he groaned, his voice muffled by my flesh. "Daddy loves the taste of you." His praise and his dirty talk was too much. My orgasm built rapidly, crashing over me like a wave, and I screamed his name, my body convulsing as I came hard around his mouth. He dragged me down, swallowing every drop, his tongue never stopping its relentless assault on my clit. When he finally lifted his head, his lips glistened with my arousal, and he looked at me with a satisfied smile. "That's my girl," he said, wiping his mouth with the back of his hand. "Now turn over." Obediently, I flipped onto my stomach, my heart pounding in my chest. He positioned himself behind me, his fingers spreading my cheeks wide. I felt the cool air hit on my asshole as he followed with the warm, wet slide of his tongue. He rimmed me slowly, teasing my entrance, his tongue darting in and out, making me squirm and moan. "You like that, don't you?" he asked, his voice rough and commanding. "Daddy's fucking your tight little ass with his tongue." I whimpered, my body shivering with desire. His words were intoxicating, making me crave more and more, even as I was stretched and filled by his taunted tongue. He continued to eat me out, switching between my pussy and my eyes, driving me wild with need. Finally, he pulled away, and I felt loss immediately. But before I could dwell on it, he was guiding his cock to my entrance, pressing the tip against my slick slit. "Are you ready for daddy's cock?" he asked, his voice gruff with lust. "Yes, please," I begged, my voice shaky with desperation. "Please, sir, fuck me." He chuckled, stroking my hair. "Not yet. Get on your knees." I blinked up at him, surprised. "What do you want me to do?" "Suck my cock," he ordered, his voice firm. He guided me towards the edge of the bed, his hands firm on my shoulders. "Get on your knees," he commanded again, his voice resonating with authority. I obeyed without hesitation, sinking to my knees before him. The cool air from the hotel room brushed against my exposed skin, sending a shiver down my spine. His body loomed above me, his presence overwhelming and intoxicating. I could feel the heat radiating off of him as he stood there, watching me with those piercing green eyes. His cock was hard and throbbing, already eager for my attention. I reached out, attentively, wrapping my hand around his thick shaft, feeling its weight in my grasp. "That's it, baby," he murmured, his voice low and soothing. "Open your mouth." I opened my mouth, my lips meeting the head of his cock. The taste was salty and musky, and I moaned softly as I took him into my mouth. His hands were in my hair almost instantly, guiding me and controlling the pace. "Take more of me," he instructed, and I complied, pushing myself further down onto his length. His fingers tightened on my hair, urging me on. "Good girl," he praised, his voice dripping with satisfaction. "Just like that." I bobbed my head up and down, savoring the sensation of him filling my mouth. My cheeks hollowed as I sucked him deeply, my tongue swirling around the sensitive underside of his shaft. He groaned, his hips bucking slightly and thrusting himself deeper into my mouth. "Such a good little slut," he whispered, his voice a deep rumble that vibrated through my bones. "So eager to please me, to please daddy." I whimpered around his cock, my body trembling with anticipation. His grip on my hair tightened and he pulled me off of him with a wet pop. "On your hands and knees," he ordered, his tone leaving no room for argument. I scrambled to comply, positioning myself on all fours on the bed. Daddy stepped closer, his cock brushing against my ass as he positioned himself behind me. I could feel the head of his manhood pressing against my entrance, teasing slowly. "Are you ready for this cock to fill you?" he asked, his voice filled with dark promise. "Yes, daddy," I breathe, my hair pounding in my chest. "Please fuck me." With a growl, he thrusted into me, filling me completely. I gasped at the stretch, the fullness, but it wasn't painful, just overwhelming. He held still for a moment, letting me adjust to his size, and then he began to move, his hips snapping back and forth, driving his cock deep inside of me. "Fuck, you feel so good," he murmured, his voice strained with pleasure. "So tight, so wet, and so soft. Daddy's gonna make you come again and again." His words, his dominance, and it all combined to push me over the edge. I clenched around him, my inner walls spasming as another orgasm hit me hard and fast. He kept moving, riding my climax, his own release building. "I'm so close," he rasped, his thrusts growing erratic. "But I'm not ready to come yet." He moved and slowly guided himself to lie on the bed, leaving me to crawl on top of him. "Ripe me, baby girl." He grabbed me by my hips and placed his cock inside of me, making me moan out in pleasure. "Grind that tight little pussy on me. And I did. I started moving my hips back and forth, being mindful of taking all of his cock inside of me, up and down, slowly getting into a rhythm. His cock felt so good, so thick and hard. He was grabbing my hips tightly, almost down to my ass, leaving red prints on his wake. "Fuck, you move so well," he moaned, and spanked my left cheek, which led me to gasp. "You're going to make me come. Do you want that?" His words were doing wicked things to me, that accent and the deepness of his voice making my clit flutter. "Yes, Daddy, I want to make you come," I moaned as he started thrusting his hips, matching my movements. "I'm going to put all my cum inside of you," he said. With one final powerful thrust, he came, his seed flooding my depths. I felt the hot splash of his cum inside of me, and it sent another shiver through my body, which in turn made me come for a third time that evening. After a few moments, he rolled off me, pulling me into his arms. "You're such a good girl," he whispered, kissing my temple. "Did that feel good?" "Yes," I breathed, snuggling closer to him. "So good." Well, that's the end of the fantasy, or part one of the fantasy. What do you guys think should happen next?